In the wake of 9/11 and the need for secure communications platforms for public safety officials to use, I began thinking about other types of disasters and events that would create the need for us in the Caribbean to secure our ability to remain connected to the internet. In this part of the world, obviously, we are very vulnerable to a number of hazards, both natural hazards and disasters like hurricanes, now earthquakes. We've had a volcano eruption here recently, but also man-made hazards like physical security, cybersecurity, crime, and other terrorism and all sorts of other disasters. And the Caribbean's own particular vulnerability to those types of disasters is really what made me think that we need to do this in the Caribbean first, where we're so exposed. Now, that says nothing about, in the future, what climate change is going to do to how vulnerable we are. And we always hear about how hurricanes, for example, are becoming more frequent and more intense. So if we think about Hurricane Maria from a few years ago, Hurricane Dorian, Gilbert historically, Irma, Ida that just passed through, we every year run the gauntlet of this hurricane season, and these storms are economic backbreakers. And we need to take into our own control all those things that we can control. We need to secure them by making sure we have access to a way to communicate with one another before, during, and after one of these disasters. To say nothing of all of the other types of hazards which produce network outages in this part of the world. Down poles, communication cable breaks, power failures, all manner of things happen throughout the year which leave us vulnerable. If you're depending on genuine, redundant, secure connectivity, we have a long way to go in this part of the world. And Neptune intends to be part of the solution to this problem.